dropped some balls that I shouldn't have, trying to do stuff, trying to make a move before I caught it. And, you know, I just had to slow down and get back to the fundamentals. And I'm going to be working those a lot this week.
Was that rust or was it just rhythm finding your, you know?
That's just me trying to be too fast.
According to how you felt tonight, how confident are you physically going forward?
I'm very confident. You know, we played a good complimentary game as a team. You know, we got a lot of work to do. A lot of situations that we could have done a lot better on. But it was definitely good to go out there and get a win.
What did you think of Gronk's performance, Julian?
Beast.
How much does that open things up for you and everybody else, though, just knowing that he's a threat to catch it and run?
A lot.
Julian, everybody...
When you miss time as you have, how nice is it to get right balls in that first drive, get the ball thrown in your direction a few times?
It was good. You know, we had a good week of practice, and that practice execution became game reality, and you know, it was good to get out there and get a catch on that first drive.
Given what you've gone through over the last 2+ months, is there any sort of satisfaction in just getting back out there and being able to fight through the rehab process?
No, because I dropped some balls that I shouldn't have, and you know, you could always play better, and you know, to go out and play good in the next game, you can't win ball games doing those kind of things. And so we're going to, you know, I'm personally going to have to get back and do a lot more.
Julian, it's one thing to practice, another thing to get into a game. Were you at all about, you know, slipping into the game with the speed and everything?
No. You know, we do a good job of making practice very tough here. Of course, it's not game, but it wasn't my first game, so it was, you know, I knew what to expect. I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to be a battle. And, you know, like I said, it was good to go out there and get a good team win with the team.
Did you feel comfortable cutting, planting, doing all those things you had to do with the foot?
Yeah, I felt comfortable.
Did you watch the Denver-Pittsburgh game closely?
You liked today?
I had to watch the film. There's 2 drops that I didn't like them.
I know it's only 20 minutes removed, but any thoughts about going to your 5th straight AFC championship game?
You know, that's an unbelievable task. You know, it's what people don't realize, it's tough to get there. And, you know, it's an unbelievable honor to get to play with these guys, you know, work their tail off and go compete for the AFC championship again. So, you know, you can't take it for granted, because you really do know how tough it is to get there. And you know, it's going to be a battle, and I can't wait to start prepping for it.
What would you say has been the success of this team in order to get there? What would you say has been the success of this team to get there?
I have to say, being mentally and physically tough. And you got a lot of guys out there. You know, we didn't do too well down the stretch. We were playing against a really good football team, winning 11 games in a row. And, you know, we had a bunch of guys that went out there confident, didn't worry about what happened in the past, and we're not worrying about what's going to happen in the future, and just kind of dealing with everything on their plate. And that tells you you got a mentally tough team. So I'd say that.
Did you think you'd have such a heavy workload on the first game back? Or do you think maybe you could ease back in a little bit?
I mean, I was expecting to play as much as I did, so I'm glad I did.
Julian, self-endorsement really isn't a big thing here in the locker room, but talking to Key, talking to Danny, everybody points to you sort of being the difference maker. Can you help us quantify just your impact on the offense, whether you get the ball or whether the defense is just keen on you and you don't get the ball?
I'm going to defer that to Gronk.
He told us to ask you, though. He didn't say
no,
that.
No, he didn't.
Help us
out. He definitely didn't.
Did you feel in the rhythm, in the flow right away in the game,
or
was there a certain point where you felt
We got an opening drive, touchdown, so that's always good to start fast, especially against a team that likes to play from ahead. And, you know, once we got out there and we got our feet wet, you know, we had a couple fumble or a couple bad plays here and there, but we didn't have the ball that much in the first half. We were pretty good on third down, I think, at the beginning, and you know, it was good to go out there and do that.
How tough has the road been the last 2 months to get here?
How about you personally? When did you feel right away in that first drive when they went right away?
Yeah, felt good.
How tough has the road been the last 2 months to get back to this point?
I mean, it's tough for every player to go through an injury, and you know, it's one of those things where you see your team playing without you, and it's almost hurtful because you put so much time and effort in with these guys, and you know, it was good to just get out there and be with them, and you know, it's a battle for every guy. There's other guys that battle too. You know, so it was a tough road, but, you know, that road's over. We're looking ahead.
Julian, I know you weren't out there for these games, but losing 4 of the last 6, I mean, how confident was the team that they could summon a better brand of football in the playoffs when it means the most?
I mean, you saw in the first round of the playoffs that every road team won, so it really doesn't matter what happened in the past. You know, and a regular season is a regular season. We put ourselves in the position to go out and get a bye, and that's good. So, I mean, you got to have a short memory, whether it's good or bad, and that's what we kind of did.
I know you touched on this a little bit earlier, but what made it so you were able to so seamlessly rejoin the group? What made it so you were able to so seamlessly rejoin the group?
I mean, I would say probably I know the offense, and, you know, Tom knows me, and, you know, I stayed. The coaches, you know, kept me in mentally while I was hurt, you know, going to meetings and learning the game plans and, you know, really trying to that. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I almost felt like, you know, the first game of the year. So it's whatever.
That's the energy level. Tom screams to the one. The place is going crazy. What was it like?
It was, I mean, the crowd was loud today. You know, it was good to see that. And anytime the Clydesdale gets running, you know, the crowd goes crazy.